only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Dick Crawford is in the house. Berkshire Hathaway, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And if you are listening to us as we record live in the morning, hey, give us a thumbs up. Say hello in the chat. We always like seeing who's listening. It's always a better program when you are participating with us, when you've got some questions for us, anything we can help you with. So if you got some comments, put it in the chat. Josh and I are watching those. Josh does it mostly. I talk, right? And if you want to be notified of the broadcast, hit that like button. It helps there, or the up arrow, and you'll get a notification of when we go live and when we're broadcasting for you. Let's take a look and see what we're celebrating today. We like to celebrate on Ron Siegel Radio. We celebrate every day. Let's see. We're getting close to the end of the month. Today is National Women's Health and Fitness Day. Okay. VFW Day. Now, there's one that you don't hear very often. That's we used to hear a lot about VFW. You don't hear that. That's an old term, but should we do a raffle on that one? Who's got the right answer? What is VFW? So put that answer in the chat. If you get it right, don't Google it, because anybody could do that, right? But if you get it right, we'll give you a link. Josh will send you a link or put that in the chat for you to get into the raffle for a 4 days, 3 nights Nashville. You pay the taxes and fees, but we'll take care of the hotel certificate right there for you. 4 days, 3 nights in Nashville. Or you can just go to rsrraffle.com. Don't tell anybody I told you that. It's just you and me listening right now. So don't tell anybody I told you the back door to get into that. So National Coffee Day. You a coffee drinker, Dick?
I am not a coffee drinker.
Okay, so I drink way too much coffee. But here's the thing, they're not a sponsor, so I can say it. How many people really like Starbucks coffee? Right, I've gone to, and they sell millions or billions of dollars worth of coffee, right? But go to Starbucks and just watch. Everybody masks the flavor. Right? Give me a mocha, give me a cappuccino, give me a latte. That's because they don't like the coffee, right? So they're masking the flavor however they can. I like coffee, but Starbucks is not my cup of tea. I guess I shouldn't say it that way.
You got to try the Frappuccinos.
Frappuccino, yeah. See, mask the flavor, right?
I totally mask it. Right? Totally.
So, Frappuccinos are good. I like that. I don't know if my waistline likes them, but I like them. Let's take a look at the markets. What are the markets doing today? The Dow Jones Industrial Average. Wow, it was painful yesterday, but we're up 200 points this morning. The S&P 500 up 1992. NASDAQ, that was really painful yesterday. It's up 21 today. Oil prices, they're 12 cents a barrel up. I just saw a report. They're saying one of the companies came out and said they're forecasting oil prices to go to $90 a barrel.
Ow!
Now, do you know what that's going to do to your gas prices? Well, right now we're at 75, so that's what about a 10-12% increase? And like I do frequently at this time of day, let's take a look at gas prices. So I look at our tremendous underwriter, Lori. She's still at $2.90, Josh. Maybe I might have to go out there and visit Lori and just stay out there for a little while. Louisiana. Josh is at $3.89 a gallon, so he's doing a little better than we are. Maybe do I want to go to see Lori and pay $2.90, or should I go to Hawaii and pay $4.07? I think I'll go to Hawaii and pay $4.07 because I probably won't be spending any money on gas. I'll just sitting there on the beach with a beverage or two. Or I can stay home and pay $4.39, almost $4.40, call it. $4.40 a gallon is what we're paying for gasoline on average right here in the formerly Golden State. $3.18.8 is the national average. So we're, what is that, $1.20 a gallon more here in California. Now, I don't know if you've been noticing this because we broadcast, as you probably notice if you watch me on any of the social channels, spend a lot of time down in the Newport Beach area. Okay, and if you look out on the water, you're going to see all kinds of tankers out there. They're just lined up for miles and miles. I think last I heard there was about 80 tankers lined up out there.
That is correct.
80 tankers. I wonder how many of them have gasoline or oil in them that are going to come into California, get refined in California, go all over the country, including Hawaii, where the gasoline is significantly cheaper than what we pay in California. Oh.
It is what it is.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do about it. Let's take a look and see what else. Well, we can do something about it. We just don't want to. It's elections have consequences. That's what President Obama said. It's one of the few things that I agreed with him on. Moving right along, 10-year Treasury, it's down a little bit. 1.51 is the yield on the 10-year Treasury. What's better than it's been if you're a senior citizen and you live off of fixed income? Still not a good number, but I'm going to suggest to you, and we'll talk about it in the Mortgage Minute in a little bit, that we're at some inflection points on some of these different numbers, right? I watch the charts. Yes, I am one of those chart nerds. And I look at the 10-year Treasury, and we did go down and we touched a Fibonacci level. Yeah, don't worry about the terminology. You don't have to figure all that stuff out. But we did hit a Fibonacci level on the bonds and we bounced off of that, which is good. We're still a little bit above that 1.54 retracement. So we're sitting there at 1.51 was 1.54 is the retracement. We're down below that now, I should say. So doing a little bit better there. The mortgage-backed security, yes, that is the only bond that drives interest rates for home loans. No matter what anybody tells you, there's things that might be leading indicators, but it's mortgage-backed securities that are the ones that drive the home loan rates. That bond is up 17 basis points right now. Now, remember, when the bond goes up, rates go down. They always work in an inverse way. So we are sitting right on top of the 76.4 Fibonacci. So we'll see if we hold that. If we hold that, that could be good. That means the bonds might go up even further, which means interest rates might come down. And we'll be reporting interest rates for you tomorrow even more. But we will give you the Mortgage Bankers Association and a little bit of what they have to say. But there's a lot going on in the real estate world. And if you only listen to CNBC, and I highly recommend you do not, right? And you listen to some of the commentary from Diana Olick, who is known for about the last 8 years. She's very, very consistent. Unfortunately, she's always wrong, but she is consistent with that. Pending home sales came out today, and that measures signed contracts on existing homes. And if you've listened to CNBC, they keep telling you, well, the real estate market is in decline. Now, they use certain numbers and they use certain statistics to come up with these ideas that the market is in decline. And I got a lot of great comments yesterday from my analogy that if you're driving, and don't do this, but if you're driving down the highway, it's got to be midnight or 1 a.m, 2 a.m, and you're driving down the highway at 100 miles an hour, and you see a police officer, and you didn't get caught, but you slow down to 65. Well, 100 miles an hour is too fast. Our real estate market, the appreciation has been way too high, right? Slow down to 65. You're still going forward. You are not in reverse. That's what CNBC wants you to believe, is the market is declining, depreciating. No, it's not. It's just not going up as fast as it was. Why? Well, now they come up with a pending home sales report. And again, this is measuring signed contracts, existing homes. It jumped 8% in August. Now, what did the experts say? Oh, well, they said it was going to go up 1%, right? So I guess we'll just tell you that
it is what it is.
Year-over-year contracts are down 8%. Pretty good considering the lack of inventory. So here's the issue, and I'm not going to give you my opinion yet. I will. Chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, Lawrence Yoon, said that rising inventory and less pricing pressure is accounting for the surge. It's almost comical to see the same media that said housing demand was dying is now saying it's strong. Now, housing is not like flipping. You know, that sounds good, but you know, it's not day trading. It's not like going in and getting into AMC and it goes up 60, 70 points for no reason. Then it goes up to 500 and then it crashes back down. You know, that's not the way real estate works. So it can't be that it's on fire today and dying tomorrow. It doesn't work that way. So you start looking at this, and here's the issue, is what I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. Part of the reason we're getting more inventory coming back on the market is called FOMO. People are starting to say, there's more properties coming on the market. Interest rates are going up, so it might be harder for people to buy the properties. I better get my house on the market before it's too late, right? And now we're seeing a little bit more inventory coming back on the market, but the demand is still there, right? So people still want to buy houses. As long as the demand is there, you will not see prices go down. They may go up a little bit slower than they've been going up, and that'll be good, but they're not going to go down. So more houses coming on the market means that the people that are out there shopping, and we went from 5.4 offers per house to 3.7. Does that mean no one wants to buy a house? Right? And I'm going to suggest to you, now Dick's more out in the field than I am. Are you seeing more offers? Are you still getting a lot of offers when you put a piece of property on the market?
Absolutely. But you're right. We just don't see as many, but we still see a lot. Instead of 100 miles an hour, we're going 65, and it's still just a little over the speed limit.
How many do you need to sell a house?
One good one.
Yeah, that's it, right?
Sell it twice, you'd go to jail.
Right. So, you know, if you get five offers, that's great. You get a bidding war. You get three offers, that's not quite as good, but you might still have a bidding war. But you need one, the right one. And that's why you need to talk to a great real estate professional to get the right one. And we're going to chat with Dick Crawford about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Here's my mantra, and I have no horse in the game here, or however they call it. Don't tackle selling your home on your own. You need an agent. I'm going to tell you why. And we've got a featured home brought to you by MyFavoriteLender.net. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. RSRNoDebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to RSRNoDebt.com. RSRNoDebt.com.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Homeowners over the age of 62 are taking back financial control after retirement with reverse mortgages, and the Siegel Lending Team is here to help you use it to your advantage. Call Ron Siegel with Geneva Financial to receive your free information booklet with no obligation. The booklet answers all your questions, and the best part is you still own your home. Call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. Or visit RonSiegelRadio.com.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference in the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. Yes, they have first responder loans. Yes, they have teacher loans. Yes, they have self-employed borrower loans. All you need to do is give a call to the team, 800-306-1990. Dow Jones now up 125 points. NASDAQ is down 10.5. The S&P 500 is up 21.5. Mortgage 10-year Treasury down 2 basis points. Mortgage-backed securities are now up 16 basis points. And as you know, if you listen to Ron Siegel Radio, all of that information is readily available on the secret, super secret website, google.com. The thing that's not there is why. Well, let's talk about it. Mortgage Bankers Association released their mortgage application data for the week ending 9/24. So it's pretty current data. And it shows that overall application volume decreased by 1.1%. Applications to purchase a home were down 1%. Refinances decreased by 1%. A lot of that still has to do with the inventory shortage. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. Pending home sales measures signed contracts on existing homes increased by 8.1% in August, higher than the expectations of a 0.9%. And let's see if we can see anything about interest rates, because the Mortgage Bankers Association, I hate to share this with you, but I will. Right. So the Mortgage Bankers Association is for last week. And in the last week, interest rates have taken a big jump. The bonds have gone crazy. So they're gonna come out, and this will be older data. So, you know, I think I'm going to hold off on that, because I don't want to give you bad data. So it's always better to give you no data than bad data, because like I say, the bonds have taken off. If I look at a chart for the last week on bonds, you know, I say today that they're up 16 basis points, but they're down since, let's see if I can find the exact number to give it to, again, give you good data instead of, you know, just telling you data. So on, let's see here, August, well, let's go back and get a little more current here. September 25th, the bond was at 103.60. Don't worry about the number. Today, it's at 103. So that's a pretty big jump when you're talking about bonds. And again, the bond went down, which means interest rates go up. Usually figure about a quarter of a point in interest rate for every point that the bond moves, give or take. So, and again, your situation is unique. So everyone's got a little bit different situation. If you're an investor, you're going to pay a little bit more money, or you can buy it down. There's great reasons to buy down your interest rate. A lot of people say, no points, Ron. I say, okay, that's fine. No points if that's what you want. Might not be in your best interest, but if that's what you want, we can do it, right? Get educated. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. So we get to chat this morning. Dick Crawford is in the house. Berkshire Hathaway is his company. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
So you're local. You're located. Easy for me to say, right? You're located in North Orange County.
Yes.
But you do, from what you're telling me before the broadcast, you do a little bit of different things. You're chatting with agents all over the country.
Yes, I belong to a network, coaching network, and we get together regionally a few times a year. So I know people all over the country, but I focus on the guys that are in the West.
Okay, so how does that, if you're talking to people all over the country or focusing on the West, how does that help a family that's in Orange County?
Family that is in Orange County may want to be somewhere else in the West. But even if they're not, I have learned a lot of things about the rest of the country and how the world works. So I can give them a little bit of a different perspective, not just the rifle shot of Orange County, but I can help them understand the bigger forces at work.
That's a big issue right there, especially you hear a lot of people, whether they're doing it or not, and I don't know the true answer. I don't know where we could find even the true answer. I do know that adjusted gross income, people with money, are leaving California. But after elections, a lot of times we hear people start saying that they're going to leave the state of California. Right? They can actually give you a call. And what kind of guidance do you give people when they're talking about leaving California?
Do you really know what you're leaving? Because we love it here. We love the weather. A lot of things we don't like so much, but we love the weather. We love the mountains, the beaches, and the desert. We love the professional sports. We love all the different choices that we have. Where you're going, do you have the same choices or do you have choices that you really, really want? Because it's a whole different world out there beyond Southern California.
Is the pasture really greener?
Exactly. And what color is green to you?
Right.
You know,
I like the way you put that, to you.
To you. Everybody's got a different shade of green in their lenses. And that's what I tell them is you got to know yourself. If you don't know really, really, really what you want, don't move there just because your buddy did 10 years ago and he likes it. Really figure out what you want, because once you leave the California market, it's almost impossible to get back in.
Really? Why is that?
Because the appreciation rate in California historically has far outstripped the appreciation rate in other places across the country. So if you take your $100 out of California and you go somewhere else and you make $101, back in California, that same $100 could have made $105. So now you're $4 behind the eight ball. You can't come back. Or if you do come back, you're not going to get the same place you sold, you know, 3-4 years ago.
So you're going to probably be downsizing at that point.
You're going to be downsizing, yes, in a lot of different ways, not just your house.
So think about this, and you'll know numbers better than me, Dick. So you sell Orange County, California, and I shared this yesterday. $836,000 is the median home price in Orange County, California, right? And that's just median. Half the homes are more, half the homes are less.
Correct.
Now, you go to, I don't know, Tucson, and $836,000 is going to probably buy you a mansion.
Yes, absolutely. A relative mansion. Not necessarily, you know, 5,000 square feet, but a lot of times, even if it's a not too big of a home, you're going to get a lot of land and you're going to get a whole different lifestyle that is going to be quite congestion free. But the big factor for most Southern Californians is the weather. What's the weather like?
Ah.
And that's the trump card. If you can handle the weather, you can move just about anywhere from California.
That's it. So let's just explore that a little bit, because and I don't even know I'm going to have to guess a little bit because I don't know all the counties in Arizona, but let's go a little bit different. I just pulled up Yuma, Arizona. That might not be a good county let's go to Maricopa.
Yeah, Maricopa. There
so that's go. Basically the Phoenix area.
Yes.
So Orange County, California, we're looking at $836,000 median home price. In Maricopa County, we're looking at $299,000 is the median home price. Now, their appreciation, and I'm looking at 61 years of appreciation.
Yes, Maricopa. Do that. Don't look at the last 2 years.
Okay, 61 years, 4.21%. Now, we told you yesterday, 61 years in Orange County is 5.36%. So you get 5.36%. Me, just go buy. Now, you're buying four times the median is what it, is what an Orange County home is.
Three.
Give it three times. You're right. You're right. Three times. So think about this. So if you're buying a, and I, it's not going to work out exactly. A 2,000-foot home in Orange County is a 6,000-foot home in Arizona.
It could be, yes.
Could be. Now, your Orange County home just went from 836, round numbers, to 875 in a year. Your Arizona home went to
308. 310.
Okay, so let's call it 310,000. And now, now as you suggested, Dick, you want to come back and get. So now you're looking at, you're going from a 2,000 foot to a 6,000 foot. And to come back, you have to go down to 1,500 square feet.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely,
give or take.
Absolutely, and that, and along with that is the rest of the lifestyle that attracted you to Arizona. Maybe it's less congestion, maybe it's more golf, but you're not going to maybe get that back when you move to California. And it, but at the same time, you're going to be paying a lot more money because people love the weather here. It's far more popular here, despite all the statistics. Far more popular here.
Well, and we know that it's ironic, and we'll see how this plays out over time. But this was just updated because I've been telling people the 2018 stats. But if you go from 1992 to 2019, this is a staggering number. From 1992 to 2019, the average annual lost GDP. Annually, $82.32 billion. That means that's the earning money. So the amount of revenue that the state is going to be pulling from, taxing on, is dropped by $82 billion. What does that say to you? We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Don't tackle selling your home on your own. An agent, they can help. And we've got a featured home brought to you by MyFavoriteLender.net, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at RonSiegelRadio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you can retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. rsrnodebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Don't tackle selling your home on your own. An agent can help. And just a little caveat here. Yes, I do have a real estate license. I've had it for many, many years. I am not qualified to sell a piece of real estate. I had to have it for some lending things that we did. So like many other people who have real estate licenses, they're not qualified to sell real estate. I just throw that out there because I'm one of them. If you're looking to maximize your sale and minimize your effort, you need to work with a real estate professional. In a seller's market like today's, it can be tempting to list your house on your own, known as for sale by owner, FSBO. But the truth is, a real estate professional can save you time and money by managing every step of the process, from pricing your home to reviewing documents, handling negotiations, and the hurdles that do come up before you decide to sell your house on your own. Here are five reasons why working with an agent is your best bet to maximize the sale of your home. Number one, first impressions are everything, and an agent knows how to make a great one. Prepping a house for sale requires a significant amount of time and effort. And even though it may seem simple at first glance, doing it right so it stands out takes expertise and understanding of what buyers are looking for. An agent considers things like, should you take down those personal pictures of you in Hawaii? They look great. Probably not good in the house. How much landscaping should you invest in to boost your house's curb appeal? What wall colors are most appealing to buyers? An expert real estate advisor relies on the expertise to answer these questions and more. So don't invest in the wrong things. Your time and money are important. You shouldn't waste either one of them. Number two, agents have tools to maximize the number of views your home gets. Number three, an agent won't miss anything in the fine print. Your agent can also save you time by taking any guesswork out of navigating the required documentation. This is California. We have lots and lots of documentation. Do you understand it? I mean, I see people that study the real estate contract all the time. People that, well, we've had an agent that comes in here, a broker, 44 years in the business, still goes to the classes to understand the real estate contract. And Dick, you know better than me. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I know there's a new contract coming out at the end of next month or something like
December,
that?
December, I think it
in
is.
In December, okay.
Yeah.
So those that knew it last month, you're going to have to get studied up again. Number four, expert advisors know the market and how to price your home properly. Your agent will be an expert negotiator. right? They've got to talk about all, they've got to talk to the buyer, the buyer's agent, the inspection company, the appraiser, especially in today's market, right? The appraiser is a big issue. We'll talk about that with Dick in just a minute. Bottom line, selling a house takes time, effort, and expertise. Don't go at it alone. Let's chat. I'll put you in touch with a great real estate professional anywhere in the sound of my voice, because I know we are on the internet right now and on ABC News and Talk this afternoon, if you're listening to us or watching the video replay, right? Anywhere that you're in the sound of my voice, I can put you in touch with somebody that knows what they're doing. And, you know, we didn't even cover this in the report, and I don't remember the last statistic specifically, so I'll give you the vague part of it. If you list your house on your own, last time I saw, you're going to net, after all the expenses, about 14% less than paying a commission to a professional. Now think about that. I'm going to do all the work by myself. I am going to potentially price the property wrong. I'm going to potentially market it wrong. I'm going to leave myself open to litigation, and I'm going to get less money. Can somebody help me with this logic? I don't think there's much logic there. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. Continuing our conversation, Dick Crawford, Berkshire Hathaway, is in the house, and we are chatting about real estate this morning. So we talked in the last segment about what happens if you leave California and decide to come back. That could pose a problem for you. Unless you just take money out of your property. If I was leaving California and wanted, and for any reason, I'd probably retain a great property manager. I'd refinance the property, take the cash out. Remember, I told you yesterday we've gained $116,000 in California in the last year appreciation on average, $116,000. So go to Arizona. That gives you roughly a 30% down payment.
Yes.
And you keep that property here and rent it out.
Yes. Keep your home in California. You can leave California. Just don't sell California.
There you go.
You'll always want to be able to come back. And it's not that tough to come back when you've already got a house here.
Exactly. So, Dick, we didn't even chat about this whole concept. What are your thoughts about that? The negotiation things that you have to do. As a professional, you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, 17 years.
So you've got a few transactions under your belt.
Yes.
So does every single transaction you're involved with go perfectly?
Oh, absolutely, Ron. They just go so smoothly. Nothing ever happens. There's no surprises, no nothing. Every one of them is different because people are different and houses are different. I mean, there's so many variables. They're all different, and you've just got to be ready, and you've got to be smart about it. You got to be talking all the time and figure it out together.
I've had Linda. I use Linda Eisenman all the time here in North Orange County. I don't know if you know Linda or not. 44 years a broker, and she says the exact same thing you just said, is every transaction is unique. After 17 years or 44 years or whatever,
yes,
you just know how to navigate those speed bumps.
That's the word, is navigate, and the other word is preparation. You sit down in advance and you just talk about the variables, talk about the person's goals. You can figure out how you're going to navigate. There's more than one way to skin a cat. There's more than one way to get somewhere. You just got to figure out what route you want to take.
So what are you seeing now? Do you do mostly listing on the listing side or mostly the buyer's side?
It's little bit more listing, maybe 60-40 listing to buyer.
Okay. So on the listing side, are you seeing a change in the way in the approach to listings? I would submit to you, 15 years ago, the price you listed a property at was the top of the negotiations. Is that changed?
Well, it depends upon who you talk to. If you talk to a seller, maybe they want to list it at the top. But if you talk to agents, you might want to list it a little bit low to entice people to come in and fight it out. So it has changed, I believe, in my view. But it depends upon who you talk to. And sometimes they want to list it a little bit too high. But then again, a buyer is going to come in and say, whoa, that must be the bottom. I better beef it up a little bit. It's a crazy market.
And most of us haven't seen one this hot I don't think I've seen it.
Nobody. Okay. Nobody. It's silly. Now, it's not silly in the sense that we're going to get a crash, but it's silly in the sense that it is ramped up so fast for all these amazing reasons of supply, demand, and interest rates combining. It's a perfect storm.
Yeah, and you know something, I've looked at this and we've talked about it, is it's a great time to sell a piece of property because so many people are out there.
But
it's a great time to buy a piece of property because of these interest rates and your buying power.
Yes, that's correct. The tough part about being a buyer is the same thing as the nice part about being a seller. It's really, really a lot of competition. There's a lot of buyers out there compared to the number of homes out there. It's tough.
And again, it kind of goes back to our real-time real estate story is, you know, if you're not dealing with a experienced real estate professional, I think you've got a diminished opportunity of winning that purchase.
Yes.
Right. Because, you know, I'm not going to ask something that I think is unethical, but when your goal, when you're working with a seller, is to get the best possible outcome for your seller.
Correct.
Right. And if you've got an opportunity to deal with a agent on the other side that you have a good relationship with and have experience with, that might bring you a little bit more comfort level when you're talking to your seller, right? I know John Jones, and I don't even know if there is a John Jones, right? But yes. I know John Jones, and I know that his transactions get to the finish line.
Correct, because he's working with Ron S., who's a good lender, who's going to be able to make it all come true. So there's a team aspect to it that we look at. It's not just price, because somebody walks into your condo and says, I'll give you $2 million for it. Well, that's very nice, but they're not going to close because it's not going to appraise, or they're going to realize they overpaid, so they're going to walk. So it's more than just price. It's all the other factors. And the most important one is the word that you used just a minute ago, outcome. So you define what's the best outcome in my situation. That's what I'm looking for. And that's what we look for is, and we navigate towards that outcome.
Yeah, that's an interesting scenario. When we come back, I want to chat with you a minute about appraisal issues.
All over the place.
Right. So how do you deal with appraisals? And we've got the market flying right now. What's happening with appraisals? We're going to talk with Dick Crawford about that when we come back. We've also got a featured home for you, brought to you by my favorite lender, .net, all that and more. You can reach me anytime off air. Number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Are you tired of paying rent? Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Do you know qualified folks can potentially purchase a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket? Ron Siegel can help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. If you're tired of paying someone else's mortgage, reach out to Ron today at ronismylender.com. That's ronismylender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey friends, do you dream of mortgage-free home ownership? Are you aware that even if you own your home free and clear, it could still be costing you thousands per year? The Siegel Lending Team can help you generate tax-free income, accumulate family wealth, and maintain ownership of your home. By simply emailing your most recent mortgage statement, you'll receive a no-obligation real estate plan. Learn more by calling 1-800-306-1990 or email me your recent mortgage statement to pear@ronsiegelradio.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. rsrnodebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The featured home segment today being brought to you by MyFavoriteLender.net, MyFavoriteLender.net. And My Favorite Lender, you are going to get a great mobile application. And I'm a tech nerd anyway, so when I saw this mobile app and all the things that it can do for you, yes, I know that you want a mortgage calculator, and it's there, a great one. And I know that you want to be able to search properties and not go onto one of those crazy advertising sites. Yeah, there's one of those there too. So go to myfavoritelender.net and get a great app. 1145 North Arrowhead Avenue in San Bernardino. This is a unique property. Patty Gregory is the listing agent on this one. Yes, it is in Southern California, $325,000. So yes, there are properties like that. 3 bedrooms, 2 full bathrooms, investment property, starter home, super cute Craftsman, great front porch with original stonework pillars, and a big corner lot. Yeah, SB9? You can separate that out and do a lot of stuff there. Let's look at some financing options right now. 3.5% down, you're looking at $1,324 a month. 20% down, $1,114 a month. 25% down strategically, $995 a month. Yes, those are all principal and interest only payments. So you got to add your taxes, your insurance. There is no HOA. If there's mortgage insurance, you got to add that on there. And for those of you keeping score, and I know there are compliance people out there keeping score of everything, APR is 3.964, 3.226, and 3.015, NMLS 217037. That is our featured home today, 1145 North Arrowhead Avenue, San Bernardino, $325,000. If you want more information, give me a call at 800-306-1990. Patty Gregory is the listing agent on that property. We're going to continue our conversation. Dick Crawford is in the house. Berkshire Hathaway is the company. So we've got two topics I really want to get into with you, Dick, because, you know, one of the things we see right now is challenges with appraisals.
Yes.
Definitely. Right? Because properties are going up so much. Appraisers only can look at history.
Correct.
And you mentioned in the last segment, there's nothing in history that's going to mimic what we're seeing right now in real estate.
Correct. And they're looking at recent history, of course. And so when prices are going up rapidly, they don't have a comparable home in the neighborhood that was priced at the same level or is comparable in some way, because it's happening so fast.
How do you coach your clients, or how are you making things happen there?
Well, a big part of it is to have as big a down payment as possible, and that can provide a little bit of a buffer for you. The other thing is to let them know that if it doesn't appraise, and the lender will only give their loan based on the lower of the appraisal or the purchase price, as you well know, Ron, And so if there is a difference, sometimes the buyer is going to have to pony up the difference in cash. Sometimes the seller may have to come down a little bit. Sometimes they meet in the middle. But the buyer has to be prepared to make up the difference in cash.
That's a huge issue right there. And if you haven't been listening to Ron Siegel Radio, shame on you. But hey, we do have our appraisal gap program. So if you want to get more information, so Dick's exactly right. In our appraisal gap program, we actually show an example of a property that came in $50,000 under appraised value.
Ouch.
$50,000. And we're able to cover that, if you've got the right down payment, the right scenario, with about $5,000. So if you want that scenario, go to rsrappraisalgap.com, rsrappraisalgap.com, and you can get that solution. But the key is something that you made a comment about earlier, Dick, is coaching. Right? You got to be prepared.
You got to be prepared. And with a program like yours in the wings, somebody can understand how to prepare. But that's the big thing. If you don't know yourself and know you what you want and what you're willing to walk away from, then you're going to have a really tough time. So you got to go in there. It's like school. You do your homework, you study, you do well on the pop quizzes. The final exam is going to be a breeze. But if you don't do your homework, you're going to get stuck.
That's a great analogy right there. And again, that's where you need professional guidance.
Yes.
Right. And I'm a big believer, you know, surprises, those are good for birthdays, anniversaries, graduations.
Lotteries,
right? not for the biggest transaction in your life.
No, not when the time clock is ticking and you've only got a couple of days to do this or that. You don't want to have to make a rushed decision. Yeah. You want something that you've thought about.
So I want to get your take on this, Dick, because right now, obviously, the biggest question that we hear all the time from people is, you know, prices have gone up and they're going crazy. And we're talking some markets, 20, 30% appreciation.
Yes.
Are you looking at a crash coming?
No, we're not looking at a crash coming. And of course, I'm no guru. My crystal ball broke with everybody else's 10, 15 years ago. But all the dynamics are just lined up. It's a perfect storm. Supply is low, demand is very high, interest rates are fueling it, making it possible. And any one of those factors and a couple more are not going to change fast. They're going to change, they're going to evolve, but they're not going to change fast. And a crash only comes like in the 1600s with the tulips. There was just a ridiculous, unreasonable demand for no good reason. We don't have that case today. People are wanting to buy a house because they want to live under a roof. They want to stop renting.
I don't want to be under that bridge anymore.
Exactly. I don't want to be in that small house. That's what the pandemic showed us. So people have a real earthbound reason to buy a house. That demand is not going to go away.
Now, you and I'm assuming you're not a medical doctor.
That is correct.
Okay. So, but we do, we don't even play one on TV. But here's the issue is people are getting older. Yes. People are living longer. We're seeing that the new builds are not coming out as much as we need. And we know that people are starting the young people are starting their households at age 33, roughly. So they're getting there, which just means that there's more demand and there's the supply is not increasing.
It's all demographics. You hit it right on the head. We are aging in place. Older folks love where they live and they don't want to leave and there's no place to go. There's nothing available. So there's no real incentive to leave. The younger folks are not going to go away anytime soon. They're only going to get a year older and even more so wanting to buy a house. So that demand is going to continue to rise. The supply is not going to rise too fast. And interest rates, they'll rise, but they're not going to rise too fast either. So this dynamic that we're looking at is not going away. And one other thing that is really driving it is we're 5 million units behind in construction in this country. We've been constructing too few homes over the last decade, and now it's biting us in the butt, and we can't catch up.
Well, and I've seen the exact numbers that you're talking about, 5 million behind And I think the latest number I saw is that we're going to build about 1 million units in the next 12 months.
Yeah, woohoo.
Yeah. So that's about 20% of what we need.
But that's 20% of what we need. But it's, we need an amount every year, plus we need to make up the 5 million.
Right.
So we got to build at 120% in order to make it up in you know, a few years.
Because we've got the people that are the homes that are becoming obsolete that need to be rebuilt. And we've got the homes that need, we just need new homes. And lumber, we've all seen what's going on in lumber prices. It's a crazy story what's going on.
Yes. And the construction industry not only supplies, but they don't have the labor. The labor took off for the hills 10, 15 years ago when everything shut down and they retired. We don't have enough journeymen and people aren't as interested in getting into the construction business because it is swinging a hammer. And so there's not a lot of labor out there.
And that's a great job. I mean, if you have, if you're out thinking about a job, that's a great job is getting out there and understanding those things. High demand, low supply means you're going to make more money. Great information as always. I appreciate you coming in, Dick. And as always, I thank you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just, well, we're not going to be back in a few. Make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. Josh, keep me on track here, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.